Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jay. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I see a charge on my account for about $69 from Quality Clean Living. I don't know what that's for.
Okay, sir. May I have your 5-digit zip code, please?
Yes, 07055.
And your first and last name, please.
My last name?
Your first and last name?
Oh, sure. It's Michael Leibowitz.
Okay, 1 second for me. And for security reasons, can you verify the address for me?
Sure. 52 Meade Avenue, M-E-A-D-E Avenue in Passaic, New Jersey, 07055.
Thank you. And I do see an account matching this information. So what it looks like is on the 19th of April, a Focus watch and some Focus pods were ordered.
Yeah, but I didn't want those. And I tried to not order it, and on the website where I was looking at it, it had a price of like $10 on it. I said, okay, and then it forced me to buy the other one, which I didn't want. And then the total price I thought was like, you know, $22, but now I'm getting a surprise bill of $69. I don't want that.
Okay, sir.
I didn't want it in the first place. I don't know, especially for $69. I didn't want it. So it looked like it was advertised. It popped up on an Amazon ad or something, and for about $10. Well, I'm okay with that, but not $69. See what I mean?
Yes. Okay, so I will explain this to you, sir. What it looks like is on the 19th, what was ordered was a trial period. The trial period was free, sir, so if the trial period was 14 days. If no one called within those 14 days to cancel, then on that 15th day, they do bill you the full amount for their product, which is why you see the 69 and the 64.
What? 69 and 64?
Okay, they bill you for the watch and for the headphones.
Wow, that's a faulty advertising right there. I'm gonna have to take this up further if you can't help me. I'm gonna take it to the Better Business Bureau because this is really trick advertising and trick payment. This is not good. I'm not gonna let that happen to me. When they advertise it looks like it's about $10 or something. Well, I clicked on that, but no. I'm not gonna go for that. So either you refund it to me, or I'll have to take it up higher. It's up to you. Whatever you tell me.
Okay.
I'm not gonna sit on it. I'll tell you that much. That's
okay.
For sure.
Okay, sir. One and second then, for me. Okay, so what we're gonna do, sir, is I have already refunded you these two charges, sir, and you should receive an email. If you haven't already, you should receive an email within the next 24 hours, and that email is just letting you know that your funds are on the way. Okay, and it could take 3 to 5 business days for these funds to show back up in your bank, just depending on how your bank operates.
Okay. See, I have lawyers that deal with this kind of stuff, so I have no problem following up. Can you give me a reference number for this you know, call and this, the refund.
Okay,
kind of a reference number, but.
We don't do reference numbers, sir. That's why I say you should receive an email, and that email will just be is just letting you know that your funds are on the way.
Okay, when will I get that email?
If you haven't already got it, it should be within the next 24 hours.
24 hours to get the email? Okay,
it normally goes through, like, as soon as I refund it to you, in a matter of minutes, you should get an email. If you could, you can check your email now. You probably got it.
Okay, what's your name, please?
My name is J-J-A-Y.
J-J?
No, sir, just J-J-A-Y.
Oh, J-J-A-Y, okay. And do you have an ID number if I have to call back, or?
No, sir, we don't. You just call back and the call will come through.
Okay.
It's already notated, so.
All right, Jay, let me look at my email. Would you hold on, please, for a minute?
No problem.
Thank you. Well, I don't see it yet. I don't see it yet.
Okay, sir. It will come, sir, and it does take 3 to 5 days for this to show up in your bank account. But I can guarantee you, I have refunded you these funds, and you will receive your funds.
All right, Jay, I'm going to take your word for it. I'm going to wait to look at it. You say 3 to 5 days?
Yes, 3 to 5 business days, just depending. It could be sooner. It could be, you know, just depending on how your bank operates.
I understand. You know, when I remember clicking on it. This is about going back about, well, you say April 19th or so. I remember clicking on it because it looked interesting. It looked like, I think it was the earbuds first, wasn't it? I think it was, what was it that I ordered first? Can you see in the record?
Yes, 1 second for me. It was the watch for $5.97.
Oh, yes, the watch for $5.96. Right, so I thought, well, I was looking for a watch like that, but guess what? I got it, and I tried to use it. It's a cheap thing, and I don't mind paying $10 for it if that's what it was. Fine, okay, gee, okay, I lost $10, but then I tried to get out of it. Okay, finished, done. Then the other thing popped up, the earbud thing. I couldn't get out of it. I couldn't get out of it, and it automatically ordered it for me. So then I said, oh, boy, what's that going to happen? So then I saw a total price of about $20. I said, all right, okay, $20, you know, but not that much, not the amount you're talking about, 64 and 69. No way. All right, Jay, enough said. I'll look for that email.
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thanks for your help. Bye.
No problem.